Paddy and Rob Palmer don't use alarm clocks. They have Big Merv yell, "How's that?" instead, thanks to BJ Howes. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Wednesday, the 21st of September. Coming up, we're going to speak to Ryan Broomfield because he came into the studio today. He makes, I've got to agree with you, he's a pommy.
Well, we've already spoken to him. I'm still eating the pie.
World's greatest pie.
This is the first of seven. Seriously? That I'm going to go through.
And you can get them on the Central Coast. We caught up with Sam. He's from the World's Greatest Freak Show.
Almost call this the World's Greatest Show.
That's all coming up on our podcast.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And when we have a president on the phone.
Oh.
Yes, we're not worthy. Yep.
You won't need tickets to see this on the weekend.
We've got Todd Wills, the Central Coast Rugby Union president. Good morning, Toddy.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you doing?
Not too bad. The Chief is on Saturday, buddy.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to Saturday. We weren't able to do finals last year, and I tell you what, this time of year is fantastic, and yeah, we've got a massive day planned, and everyone in the rugby community is really looking forward to a really big day.
Where's the final being held?
It's at the stadium. Gosford. Yep.
Brilliant.
So, we weren't able to get there last year. We were there the year before. We're expecting a really big crowd. We've got four games. The first one kicks off at 10:30 and the main game's on at 3:15.
Yeah, okay. Have you briefed both teams on how long they're allowed to take a penalty kick towards the end of the match?
Yeah, good point. Good point. I think they might need to talk to the refs, actually, not say the teams. So,
do we have any French refs for the finals?
Yeah, well, we do.
Ships on Saturday.
Fortunately not, guys. But, it wasn't that disappointing. It really was. But, it's not a great adversary to rugby when that's in prime time, is it? But Saturday will be different. We've got some massive games. The two real major games are the women's tens game that kicks off at 2:10, and that's between Avoca and Terrigal. They've played three times this year, and Avoca has the wood on Terrigal 2-1 at this stage. But Avoca were able to win the major semi quite strongly against Terrigal. The Terrigal bounced back last week and thumped Hornsby in the final to qualify. And the stand of the girls game is just going through the roof. It's really improving. And, I'd encourage anyone who hasn't seen the girls play, they're really playing at a really high standard. And, I'd expect it to be a ripper. So.
And, Toddy, what about 3:15? You've got the main game, Razorbacks taking on Terrigal for the grand final of the Central Coast Rugby Union. Who's going to take it out, mate?
That's a good question. Terrigal have been the minor premiers. They've only had one loss all year, but the loss was to the Razorbacks. And the Razorbacks, you could argue, have been the form team in the finals so far. We've got a final five series, and they've come from fourth. They're really dangerous. As I say, they've got a game that can beat Terrigal, but Terrigal will be rightly favourites, and they've been the form team all year and deserve to be favourites.
Well, all the best to all the teams taking part. Yeah, at the grand final, Central Coast Stadium this Saturday. It starts at 10:30. Main game at 3:15 for grand final 2022.
Get there. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, guys.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Now, Robert.
Yep.
What happened? It was was it last month or the month before, buddy?
Something like that.
Yeah.
My wife, Gwen, had run into a gentleman, Ryan Broomfield, who makes pies in Australia. And she said, "This bloke has given me a pie to try. It was the best pie." She said, "You got to have one."
Yeah.
So she got one for me as well. I tried it. I thought, this is amazing.
Yeah.
It's got this short crust pastry. It's in traditional, I guess it's the way they would make them in the UK.
Yep.
Right, with this harder crust on the base. So you don't even need to sit them in foil. They hold themselves together. Yeah. And it was gorgeous. I came out and said that I thought the Poms made better pies.
Oh, weren't you lampooned for that?
In Australia.
Weren't you lampooned on there?
They came
everywhere.
After me, I tell you what.
But we thought we would get
I had to black my windows.
We thought we'd get the man behind Broomfield's pie in. It's Ryan. He joins us this morning. Good morning, mate.
Hello. Hi, guys.
How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you.
What is your recipe to your pie?
Oh, we're lucky enough to use really good produce.
Yeah.
We work a lot with a company called Vic Meats, and we just you know, supply them with pies, and they supply me with all the meats, and it's some of the best, you know, quality meats across Australia.
What made you start it up? Where'd you get this, you know, because you've, this is obviously how it's made at home. Where are you from? Manchester?
Yeah. So my brother's got a pie company in Manchester.
Yeah.
Called the Great North Pie Company.
Right.
I came out to Sydney and just stole all his ideas.
Just stole?
Yeah.
That sounds like Rob Palmer.
Just used another name. Unbelievable. Haven't told him.
But the thing is, too, you can get them locally. You can get these pies locally.
Yeah. So Central Coast, we supply, Bell's,
yep.
Kilcare, they have the range there, so you can head on up there to get them. If you can't get up to Bell's for whatever reason, you can get them online via Vic Meats Direct, and they get sent straight to your door, and that's Australia-wide.
Vic Meats Direct. Now, so look, I'm going to dob my mate in. You can get online pies delivered to your door. Love it.
Is that Dave?
Now, I had one that was, I put it in the freezer, because once you get them fresh, you can freeze them and have them at a later time, no problem. Right. Once they thaw out, they're great. Paddy here, Ryan, he's gone and taken a pie out of the oven. It's almost criminal.
Out of the freezer.
And chucked it in the microwave oven on high for 10 minutes.
Right.
And then just took it out and tried to eat it.
But you know, in my defense, Ryan, what happened? I didn't know how long it was going to take to defrost, and we were working in the studio, so I was racing back and forth. We don't have an oven here.
You didn't select defrost. You just went microwave high 10 minutes.
But you know what? Even after that, they were bloody beautiful. Just saying.
He ate the whole thing, except the bit that he couldn't eat because he'd nuked it so hard. The whole office was drooling, going, it feels like we're in a pie shop here.
So they just stood the test of time. It was just bloody brilliant. But
I'd like you to try one that's prepared properly, Paddy Gerard.
You've cooked, when did you cook these? Yesterday or today or something?
Yesterday.
Okay, so you brought them up.
I burnt them.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
But I've got a ringer in here as well for you. I've got a cold pie.
What?
A traditional English.
Oh, because they do that. Oh, no. The pork pies in England, they have them cold.
What's in the pork pie?
Pork? Two guesses.
In the pork pie.
No, but you know, I see pork pies, and they're really, they're like a quiche. Is that right? And
no, it's a pork pie, mate.
Okay, just all right. I've never eaten a pork pie, but I'm going to try it now.
Oh, we're going to do this.
Give me a slice there.
Right. Oh, look at this.
I'm very fussy.
Oh, is this the cold
Ryan,
one?
Yeah, it's got
a little bit of jelly in it.
My goodness.
See, that's the thing. Is it gelatin or what's in it? Jelly.
It's made with pork.
Don't be shy.
Well, I'm going to give you some.
Yeah, I'm going to try it.
That's really porky.
Oh, it's got jelly.
That's really porky.
So all of these go up to the Hunter. So all the mix comes from a great butcher's call in Branxton, called Hungerford's.
Yeah.
They send all the mix down to me, I make, and then it all goes up.
So bloody nice, that one.
That's so good. Mm. I would heat it up. I don't get it.
Yeah. Why do they eat it cold? I don't know. Why do they eat that cold, Ryan? Is there a reason?
Cold pie is warm beer.
Oh, right.
A little bit.
Oh, right. Okay.
They do, actually.
Yeah,
it's mad.
Yeah,
no
mad
one refrigerates the beer.
Bloody oath they are. Okay.
Oh, here comes a hot one.
Right, here we go.
Okay, what's this one? Hang on, let me finish
this. So this is a new one that I've been working on.
Yeah.
We're lucky enough to be able to work with Manu, who you know. So we use his sauces in the pies, and we've made a peppered steak pie, which you can get via Vic Meats online. But I've got a load of his red wine sauce.
Oh, you put that in as well.
We've been messing around with that recently. Mm. So what we've got a smoked beef bourguignon pie. And this is the first, we made it yesterday. We smoked the beef over the weekend.
Oh,
and
we should get Aaron onto this.
And it's the beef in this is very special. It's Stone Axe Wagyu, Marble Score 9.
Holy
it is
geez.
Beautiful.
This is the duck's nuts.
Yeah, let's not
really.
Let's not mess around.
So, and this is with his red wine sauce as well.
Oh, look at this.
And is this the first taste that anyone's had?
First taste.
Oh, you're kidding.
Pass them over, Palmer.
First taste.
Bloody greedy grub. Get your bloody mitts off it, Palmer. Which this one here?
Oh, smells good.
Okay, let's have a look at this, and then we'll have to get to an ad break. Oh, that's smoky.
Oh, my goodness.
That's like...
richer.
Oh, help me.
That is like... that.
Oh,
bloody hell. You can tell it's smoky.
You can taste the smoke in the meat.
Yeah. Oh, so can you get these at Bell's?
Not yet. We're still in testing phase.
Oh, this is not a test. This is a winner.
Is that
right? I don't need any more testing. That is really good.
Ryan, do you want to get married?
It's hard to beat.
Ryan Murphy.
Could do.
Ryan
Murphy. Not for anything.
I'll come to the wedding.
Did you want to be best man?
No, I just want to eat the menu.
Mate, thank you for coming in this morning.
No problem.
And you can get it on Vic Meats Direct or here at Bell's. Try one of these Broomfield pies. They're bloody gorgeous.
Stole.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, for your next cruise.
Yes.
Just going to give you a a little warning.
Uh-huh.
So that you don't or do end up in the wrong place.
Right.
Dominique, a travel content creator from the US, was on board a ship when she spotted a number of rooms with what appeared to be a pineapple sticker. Or a magnet.
A pineapple sticker.
Just a sticker of a pineapple.
Yeah.
Particularly if it's upside down, the pineapple.
Upside down pineapple.
Is a version, it's a sign to signify what?
I would have no idea.
That
it's sunny in the cabin.
That it's a swingers room.
Right.
That's what it is.
So is it a golfing fraternity?
No.
Right. Please explain that.
It means drop-ins are most welcome and bring friends, one woman said laughing. Another said it's a swingers symbol. They have swingers clubs on cruises.
Oh, like
I've been
tea.
On enough to know.
There we go. So a pineapple.
So if you see a pineapple on the door of anything, be careful.
Right, okay.
Because you don't know what you're walking into.
There you go.
And if you walk in with a mate.
can
you imagine? Knock, knock. Pizza delivery.
If this boat's a rocking,
ain't coming knocking.
Yeah. Well, mine is nothing like that. Mine is. There is drama in the world of breakfast cereal because frustrated cereal lovers are feeling, and you might be one of these on 133353, are feeling ripped off and cheated, sharing upsetting images of an Aussie staple which has recently had a limited edition makeover. It was a collaboration which at first glance appeared promising, but the Kellogg's Nutri-Grain and Bega Peanut Butter Crunch cereal has come up short in the eyes of consumers. Now, cereal consumer Nick Harris, he vented his frustrations with the new release from the cereal and snack giant. What he did, he took pictures of the box and the packet containing the Kellogg's Nutri-Grain and Bega Peanut Butter Crunch cereal. Have a look at that, sir. Oh, there you go. You have a look at that. 123353. Is this you?
Looks like Nutri-Grain in a bag.
Yeah, but
I don't understand.
It's half empty, stupid.
It's because someone's eaten half of it.
No, it hasn't even been opened. It's $8.50 for a box of cereal that is not even half full. Is outrageous.
Yeah, but they weigh it. Things are always like that.
Yeah.
You know when you get a bag of chips and it's massive and you open it, they're all in the bottom.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, you saw red. When first pulling open the cardboard flaps and taking out his morning snack. When I opened the box, he said I didn't notice any of the cereal. At first glance, I thought there was an error because his box was half
full. Where is it all?
Unbelievable. But you get that. You get that in chips. You get that in everything. So
people, as long as it weighs right.
That's right. Well, see, that's what it is. But he believes the box should be smaller because you pick this big box up. Excuse me. A little bit of a cough. You pick this box up. It's empty. Chloe, our producer's tickling us. So, yeah, just be cautious. Be very cautious. Yeah, and the thing is, that's where you stick to sanitariums. Weet-Bix.
Yeah, because you always get a full box of Weet-Bix, don't
you? That's right. And they're made here on the Central Coast.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer are about to down tools for a smoko. How's about you drop into BJ Howe's? Tools, steel, gas. Lizaro, Charmhaven and Cardiff. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Triple M. The world's greatest freak show is coming to the Central Coast. Now, it's happening on the 29th, right? And it's at Drifter's Wharf. And what it is you can discover the world's most unique, jaw-dropping and all-round freakish performers all under one roof at Drifters. One of those performances, Sam Powers, he joins us this morning. G'day, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, what is going on?
Mate, we are looking forward to you being here next Thursday at Drifters Wharf with your show, buddy.
Mate, it's going to be a cracker. I can't wait.
Okay, so you just love putting yourself at risk. Is that how this works?
Mate, I think the riskiest thing that's happened this morning is the fact that you guys are up talking this early in the morning. You guys should be in the freak show itself. That's an achievement on its own.
I tell you, you should see us. Yes, we should. I tell you what, there's some sideshow you could get us in. But Sam, people rock up to the world's greatest freak show. What can they expect?
Well, you know, the show was actually designed during the peak of the pandemic, and it was inspired by the show The Greatest Showman, starring Hugh Jackman and Zendaya. So it's basically the show comes with a warning. You cannot unsee the show. The acts are just, it's a downright outrage. No one should be subjected to what you're about to see on stage in the show. It's absolutely nuts. Stay at home. Don't get your tickets.
That's what we tell our listeners each day.
Yeah.
Turn off. And they do. And they do. But Sam, how is this all going to be created at Drifter's Wharf?
Well, see, we've got acts that are doing crazy things like hammering nails inside their noses until they hit their brains. Like, I mean, like I do an illusion where I'm impaling a girl on a spike until she's dead. It's just, it's ridiculous. So we have all these acts doing the most crazy freak show things all in one show, an action-packed 80-minute show, all for you guys.
Oh, is there an age limit? Like, you have to be over 18 to turn up?
I think I'd be definitely over 18 and probably under 80, just in case we have heart attacks.
Yeah,
We don't have heart attacks.
Oh, they can become part of the team. Now, look, so it's next Thursday. If you want to go and see Sam and the team, we've got 5 double passes now, 133.53 to the world's greatest freak show. Now, what?
Do you have, like, close family, Sam, that worry about you doing this stuff?
Mate, I'm worried about myself, and I feel really sorry about these guys getting the double passes. I apologise in advance for what you guys are about to say. Okay.
Now, I know Chloe organised this because you're on the front cover of Clio magazine. Finalist of Bachelor of the Year. That's why Chloe, our producer, she's going, oh, we get Sam on with the tongue dropping down to the floor.
That was many years ago at Paris Hilton, actually, about 40,000 years ago. But it was fun at the time.
Oh, just you and Paris.
All right. Okay. It's the world's greatest freak show coming to Drifter's Wharf. It is tomorrow week. You can get all the details from thegreatestfreakshow.com. See Sam Powers. You want to go free of charge, 133.53. Hey, Sam, hope it works out, mate. And hope you survive. We'll speak to you soon.
Legend.
See you, mate. Bye, buddy.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Great game, this one. We started yesterday, and it's called I'm Not A.
This will take off.
Yeah, very much.
Larry Emder will host this.
Of course this will be. This will go worldwide.
On TV.
For your chance to get Taronga Zoo, what we do, we play an animal or a thing, and you go, it's not A. Now, the sound today. Okay, it's a tough one.
Pretty hard to muck up.
Yeah.
Although we thought it was pretty hard to muck up yesterday, too.
Yeah. 133.53, I'm not A. We've got Taryn from Pete's Ridge.
Good morning. Hi, Taryn.
Taryn.
Good morning, guys.
Now, Taryn.
Are your kids taking Friday off?
Oh, one of them is, yes.
Yep,
yeah,
there you go.
I think that's a lot of people going to do that. Mm. Even though schools are saying don't do that, but I think a lot of people are going to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Taryn, you're playing this much-loved game. It'll become a staple here.
Yeah,
it very is. It's very difficult. I'm not A to get a family pass to Taronga Zoo. I'm not A
tiger.
Oh, bloody brilliant. It's not a tiger.
That's it.
It's not a tiger.
Oh, bang on.
Oh, you're on the money. Well done, Taryn. You're off to Taronga Zoo. Well done.
Thank you very much, guys. You have a good day.
No worries.
Enjoy your break.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Taryn. We will. And we've got Tony from Wyoming.
Tony.
G'day, Tone.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Really well. We're going on holidays. You can trip me over. I'll still be happy. But, Tony, this is a tough game. I hope you're strapped in for this.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, have a listen to this.
I am not A.
Yeah, Tone.
That sounds like a chimpanzee.
Oh, tell you what. Nearly got you there, Tony.
So you too, Tony. We're off to Taronga Zoo.
It's just like one.
Yeah.
But it's not, so no. Congratulations.
Well done, Tone.
Unforgettable
Thank you
memories.
Very much, boys. Yeah. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Thank you, mate. You Unforgettable too, memories mate. At Taronga Zoo these school holidays.
All right, Dave.
Fantastic.
Thank you, buddy. We've also got Adrian. I'm a bit worried here. Adrian from Arimba.
Dare we attempt to get 3 from 3.
Hello, Adrian.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Yeah, not bad. You got tomorrow off, buddy?
I've got tomorrow, but unfortunately I'm working Friday.
Oh, damn.
What do you do?
Yeah.
What about the family?
No, they've got it off. Them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, look, we're here
Someone's
to play.
Someone's got to keep the country running, Tony. And you're, sorry, Adrian, you're it.
The much-loved game, it's called I'm Not A. You have a listen to this. Okay.
I am not a penguin.
You're right. 100%. It's not a penguin. Not a penguin. Now, Adrian, you are going to Garonga Zoo as well, mate.
Oh, thank you very much.
No worries.
You'll love it.
All right, mate, enjoy that. Now, we've got a reveal. We always reveal at the end. This here is a...
It's a dolphin.
That's exactly right. We might even do It's Not A when we come back from holidays. What about that, Ivy?
Yeah.
Bloody brilliant. It's got legs, hasn't it?
Just taking the cage, like when the curtain comes up and you see it's a dolphin,
you go, oh, no! I thought it was a penguin.
Yeah.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Hey, listen, this weekend on the Central Coast, there's something free given away. To find out more, we've got Rob, the owner of the Holy Doco. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, boys. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Now, what are you doing on Saturday?
We're launching the Holy Doco. It's a 1950s style donut cart in Budgieroy.
Oh, so it's a donut cart.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a donut cart. It's something that we started about a year ago during COVID. Worked really well in the Hills District, and we've always loved Budgieroy. Wanted to do something special up there, and now it's all happening this Saturday.
Yeah, you beauty. So it's the old traditional donut with the cinnamon donuts. Just boom, out they come and off they go, nice and hot.
Yeah, fresh cinnamon donuts. We're from Glenorie Bakery, so we've been baking for a long time. And donuts is obviously very popular. People love them, especially when
my mate across from me.
Oh,
mate.
Oh, you should see when I'm at the nudist colony with
it. Oh, just donuts
So now the grand opening's this Saturday. Whereabouts at Budgieroy for the free donuts?
Mate, it's at 10A Ocean Street. It's at the Anchor Cafe. Those of you who know the Anchor Cafe.
Yeah.
We're set up right beside the Anchor. And we'll be pumping out fresh cinnamon donuts all day. All you got to do is come up and grab some fresh free donuts. Obviously, got to mention the boys on Triple M, and we'll be happy to sort out you, your family, whoever you bring. Come and get a free donut.
Good stuff. Hope it goes well, Rob.
I'll let you head out of house and home, Rob.
Thank you, boys, mate.
Good
Hopefully
luck.
We'll see you there.
Yeah, Rob, owner of the Holy Doco. It's 10A Ocean Street, Budgieroy, this Saturday for free donuts between 10 and 8.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And we do know a lot of dignitaries are flying back after the funeral, which was on...
I thought about that yesterday when I was watching Pete Overton over there, just saying, this is all it is from, you know, this is how it is. That was Brian Henderson, but anyway.
Yeah.
And I thought, he's going to have to say goodnight, Australia, and then run to the airport because he's got to be back and doing the news the next day.
Yeah, he'll just do it from the plane. Just do it from the plane.
You probably could.
Yeah, could you?
You can do anything from a plane.
Of course you can. Of course you can.
You get this?
Yeah. Oh, Triple M, hello.
Yes. Good morning. Can I please say that Central Coasters, it's Anthony Overseas, Paddy and Rob, howdy doody, and say you catch it.
Yes, greetings to you as well, Mr. Overseas. Where would you be at the moment? On your way back?
I'm 36,000 feet in the sky, as I said to you both.
Yeah.
I was going to fly that Jetstar, They fly to Singapore, South Korea, but not to ye old London City Airport.
Gee, I saw you a few times on the TV, Mr. Overseas.
I saw myself several times, and I thought to myself, I'm looking very svelte. Black is swimming as well, so I think when I touch down in Sydney, I'll be staying with the style I chose to use at Soho on Sunday. No,
good idea. How'd you handle the overwhelming crowds, Mr. Overseasy?
Sluice, I said to myself.
Yeah.
It was massive.
Yeah.
You couldn't hear yourself yucking.
No.
I had to shout, speak up, and actually sing out when I saw someone who has always been in the spotlight.
Yeah, a lot of famous people. And another overseas trip for you, Mr. Overseasy. Where to next? Have you thought about it?
I was saying to my security staff, I would love to go to Samoa, Seychelles,
beautiful.
Solomon Islands, Sudan, Sweden, or Switzerland.
Right, that's good. You're seeing the world, Mr. Overseas, a lot of it.
Yes, it's been sensational.
Yeah.
All taxpayer funded, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Look, I must go and have my salmon sea shanty for supper. rubbish. Yeah. But I tell you, if you ever go to Suffolk, go to the comedy restaurant there.
Yeah.
There was good, a chicken with a spooky impediment on stage.
And what was it like?
The food was great, but the yolks were terrible. I had to say that. Come on, silly. Listen, much so. Have a good recess, or as I say, a leave of absence.
Holiday,
I'll speak soon. Sayonara, Central Coast.
He's getting worse.
Thank you, sir.
And that's a wrap for Paddy and Rob Palmer. How's this for tools? How's that for steel? How's about gas? BJ Howe's Metalland, Lizaro, Charmhaven and Cardiff. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.